enthusiastic to give my last class on the art of transformation. I think I have something very valuable to share, which is making my presentations, bringing them all together, all the loose ends. We don't have so much time, so I will talk very concentrated. You will have to put your alertness on, but it will be clear and simple also. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi jana vallabha girivara dhari navalabha girivara Gopi jana vallabha giri varadhari Yasoda nandana Raja Jana Randana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna, we will now chant the Maha Mantra. I will again request you to tune yourself into the chanting. It will be much easier for you if you are really clearing the inner space, which may be overcrowded with the last discussions or the things you have to do Like for instance, I will have to travel very soon to Italy, and I hear it's very busy, the airports and so on, and I'm flying with a super cheap airline who does not allow all the luggage which I have, so I will have to use my little devotee intelligence how to get the people to let me go anyways. So my inner thoughts are crowded with such things, and you may be crowded with other things, but when we speak of the art of transformation, we bring ourselves in a receptive mode. And I'm trying to show you something. And we try to fine-tune ourselves. Now it's a little out of tune. And this is better. So please sit carefully. And bring your mind to the simple activity to just listen to yourself chant sincerely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. magnificent now. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
hey bo,
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, Is Jivanath here? The, comes to Karma. Jivanath, off my tish. I don't see what is going on. Is this some plastic thing with some durchsichtigen Deckel? Is it on the side? Bitte bring this runter und tue es dann auf.
So, Hare Krishna, I would like to
start my last lecture on the art of transformation with points which I have made in the last few, not here on the retreat, but in other places. And I request you, if you have heard them already, please know that I need to make them again, because perhaps we might forget them. But there's another reason also. I want to bring this to an understanding which you might have that will help you very much in your spiritual life. I talked while I was here on the retreat with many of you, and there was one very nice young devotee who was thinking obviously of initiation. Other devotees had asked him, who's your spiritual master? And they had suggested, why not him? And like this. And the devotee felt pressured by these well-intentioned questions and wanted to ask me what I thought about this. And I told him from my own perspective, I said, see, it's easy to change the name. It happens in the time of half an hour in an initiation ceremony. It's also very easy to change the eating style. I just stopped being a vegetarian. I became a vegan person. For those who don't know the subtle difference, do not be afraid. I'm not eating meat. It is also vegetarian, but certain things are not taken there. It's easy to do this. I did it in a little while. To change your hairstyle, very easy. You can ask Gaur Krishna or Gaura Hari is very expert. It goes whoop in 10 minutes, it's all gone. It may be a little bit more difficult to change the dress, like dhoti was for me very difficult to put on, and I can imagine for ladies to put on a sari must be also a little challenging at first, but it can be learned quite easy. It's a little bit more difficult to change your friends, because sometimes we really have good friends who are non-devotees and so on, and sometimes it's not easy to get along with every devotee, so to say. But to change the heart, that is something you cannot do on the surface level. You can change your name on the surface level, haircut, eating styles, dress, friends. Friends is a little difficult to do on the surface level, but I hear there are also very superficial relationships, so it is possible. But what we are looking for in Krishna consciousness is a real transformation. A transformation of the heart means really a change of heart. We will see this. It's not a cultural change that being a Westerner, now I'm taking a little bit to the Indian style of eating, dressing, and to the Hare Krishna haircut and so on. No. It goes much deeper. It's the change of heart. And the problem is, you can't fake it. You can remain the same when you change your name. You can remain the same with the haircut, even with the dhoti and so on. But you either you change your heart or you don't change it. There's nothing that you have to. It's serious. And therefore, I told the devotees, don't be so much after changing names and haircuts and these things. See where your heart will change. See also when you later make a decision from which guru you want to learn, decide who can help you to move forward in this transformation of the heart. Don't look for someone who is let's express it positively. See, there is a little problem with us Westerners. We look for validation, social validation. We want that people like us. We want that people make an impression on us. We are very interested in optimizing our social networks, our web page, and so on. This need for outside validation may sometimes also be there in the Krishna conscious movement. When we join this movement, we go so much away from ourselves. Instead of practicing self-realization and coming closer and closer to who we really are on our different levels, we become more and more estranged from each other. And what I have seen over the years is, as we grow up and try to maintain the facade which everyone will like, at one time, the person inside suffers so much that something happens where the facade explodes. And then we say, oh, he has blooped. He has blooped already 20 years before. You know, when he made the decision to just be the person everyone expects him to be, he went on this road of creating a tension between who he really is and who he pretends to be in order to be validated by others. I met one older devotee days before his passing away from this world, and he said to me with an expression in his eyes, he said, today I looked in the mirror and I did not know the person who looks back at me from the mirror. I always only cared for the person which others see, the facade, but I did not work on myself. I do not even know who I am as a human being and as what to speak of my eternal identity. I have never thought about this. So this, what you have heard, this art of transformation and the various perspectives which you have heard from the three speakers, Jayadvaita Maharaj, Keshava Maharaj, and myself, this is very important stuff. You may now think this is a lecture like every other lecture. Yes, I've heard it many times. Let's forget it and eat prasadam. This you may think. But it is important that you think, what does this have to do with me? And if some point made sense to you, then please do it. I will give you one point today, which for me has become my guiding principle, my North Star, my inner GPS, so to say, for my own transformation, which I'm interested to pursue every day. Every day, yes. So, good. Let us first now get into the theory a little bit, and then we go into the practice. The Hari Bhakti Vilas is a book which was compiled by Gopal Bhatta Goswami and edited by Sanatan Goswami. Some say it's the other way around, but what is important for us is it is an Gaudiya scripture. It's in our tradition. It's our book, so to say. It's not something outside. This work gives a very nice example, which happens to be very close to my own heart. It's an example about alchemy, something I was madly interested before I came to Krishna consciousness. Alchemy is studies the processes which are necessary for transformation. It does it on the level of gross matter. There you change ordinary metal into gold, but the real purpose of alchemy is on the subtle level, where you change your character into a wonderful, developed being. So Hari Bhakti Vilas uses alchemy as a process. It says, as ordinary bell metal is this metal, you know, these are a mixture of brass and zinc, as far as I know. I hope I'm right. It's, you can already, when you clang it together, you know it's, yes, this is not a first-class cartel. As ordinary bell metal, when treated with a certain alchemical process, can be transformed into pure gold. Similarly, an ordinary person can transform through the process of initiation into a twice-born person with a gold-like pure heart. Is the analogy clear to you? Ja, Chitta Malini? Du verstehst das, oder? Good. Because she's mostly German-speaking. Good, then I will not waste our time on making it clear. This, my dear devotees, refers to a profound change. In Zurich, I had heard from a physicist that there are very strong laws of nature, you call one the strong force, which keeps the finest particles of matter, the molecules and atoms, in certain molecular structures, so that this is wood and this is metal and so on. If these structures change, there is a meltdown of matter, and then also the matter changes. No, so initiation is such a strong force which melts down the materialistic personality so that a new personality comes. Now you may say, well, stop, Sachinanda Swami. You said to change the name is only on the surface level and it will not do the job. But that's what initiation is, isn't it? I get a new name. Everyone will ask me, I have to change my Facebook page with a new name. It's all about the name, no? My dear devotees, if it would be all about the name, then initiation would not be called the process that changes an ordinary person into an extraordinary person. There must be more in initiation than getting a name and belonging to the Hare Krishna Hare Ramas. There must be powerful dynamics that are given with the initiation that augment or do the change. There must be, in other words, a new word, change agents given at the initiation. And in fact, they are given. There are five things which you come to with, which you, when you go to the initiation, you have to learn five things. Only if you learn them and apply them will you change. If you don't learn them and don't apply them, you will only have an external change which will not change your heart, which will not transform you. So the first is you are inducted. You're brought into a particular process. It's called Urdhva Pundra. It is a process which you learn in an old school that brings your soul on a journey that goes upwards. This is symbolized or shown in the tilak. Those who are initiated in a certain school have a certain tilak, and they vary. In Vrindavan, if you go, you will find many different types of tilaks, which mean that this person is learning about his transformation and his learning about Krishna. Usually in Vrindavan you find mostly Vaishnavas, but you find also, of course, Mayavadis and all kinds of spiritual practitioners, but mostly Vaishnavas, and they have different signs. I think it would be an interesting book, photographic book, to just photograph the different tilaks and then give an explanation what they believe and what is different. So this, of course, you know, is the Gaudiya tilak. You should always have this tilak on. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, otherwise you look like a dead person. Yeah. This initiation is giving you new life by bringing you to a new path, and it's externally visible. Bing, 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 bing. This is a Gaudiya. This is a Gaudiya. He believes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the chanting of the holy name, and so on and so forth. Then at initiation, you are given tapa. Tapa means austerity, which brings you away from material life. Therefore, we are submitting in our initiation four rules and regulations, including no intoxication of any sort, and so on. And illicit sex and meat eating and gambling and so on. No? This is the second process which is given to you. Then comes Nama, but interestingly, that's not your own name, like that Harald becomes Haridas. That's the name of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan. No, you're getting the names of God. And you get also your own name. Harald becomes Haridas. Wonderful. Mostly it is said the initials of the old name are used for the new name. I think that is because, well, I don't want to speculate it. It is like this. Then after some time you get a mantra, the Gayatri mantras, and finally you are also inducted. Inducted means brought into a process of worship. It is called yagya. No? How you do the arati, starting with four circles to the feet, two to the stomach area, three to the head, and then seven times all around. There's a certain method which you learn, and I really request all of those who have Brahman initiation and who wish to have Brahman initiation to really learn this, become active in this fifth aspect of yagya, worshipping. I have seen in our preaching party, Gaur Krishna has started to worship Gopal Raj, a beautiful Sheila, who, when you see him, he's very, very beautiful. We call him Gopal Raj, Gopal our king. That is our name for him. So on. So then when all these five are intact, you follow the path, you perform the austerities in forms of rules and regulations, you chant the names, you learn the mantra when you are at second initiation, and you worship Krishna, then, my dear devotees, and only then, will you become an extraordinary person and stop being an ordinary person? Transformation, you can ask your heart if transformation has happened. There should be new thoughts and new feelings when transformation happens. Or your character should change. In other words, the lower nature of fault-finding, criticism, and so on becomes replaced and you are more tolerant. You become more kind to others. Or as the Bhagavatam says, yas yasti bhakti bhagavat akinchana. In a devotee who practices Krishna consciousness, all the good qualities of even the most extraordinary beings, the devatas, become manifested. You should see what is with your values, what is important for you. Yesterday I was joking with Jayaveda Maharaj. One devotee came to, was it with Jayaveda Maharaj or some? I don't remember each one of my conversation, but there was a devotee who told, Guru Maharaj, I have finally gotten a stable job. You know, my income has increased significantly. You know, I'm building now a house. And he talked on and on. And then I turned to him, oh, you're so poor. Oh, I'm very sorry for you. Oh, I can understand your misery. Yeah, what will the others think of you? I can really understand. You must be totally in anxiety. No, Guru Maharaj, I have a job. I earn like anything. My house, you know. Oh, I'm so sorry for you. You are on the wrong path of advancement. He just looked at me. He couldn't believe. On the wrong path? I'm so sorry for you. You have not talked about how your taste for Krishna increases. You have not talked about how you lose these desires which pull you down in the circle of repeated birth and death. So the devotee, he could understand what I was doing. I wanted him to understand in a short time like this, and sometimes gurus are supposed to use the shocking method to wake, or not shocking is maybe not the word, waking people up, no? Utishta, they say, rise, rise, rise. And the devotee said, I'm so thankful. And there's only one person who talks to me like this. Therefore, I accepted you. I'm very thankful. Yes. And I said, okay, I'm happy for you that you don't have to worry for your material life. But understand, this is only meant to assist the real things. And in a short time, we were like this, talking about the important things and how the things which are only of secondary importance, I'm not saying they're not important, should assist us in the most important things. So our material desires should go down, and our spiritual desires and spiritual fulfillment should go up. No, we should have a new type of taste where we like to sit in the kirtan and we can absorb in our transcendental sound vibration for a prolonged time. We don't think, ugh, I must run out here. It's too spiritual for me. I'm getting No. All in all, Rupa Goswami describes the way of transformation like this. The Shraddha, the initial faith, which is very komal, he describes, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, it's very soft, should become nishtha, very, very strong. Keshava Maharaj did a little Sanskrit thing, and he said the word sta in nishtha means firm faith, unshakable firm. The word star is also in the Indo-German or Indo-European languages. For instance, star means to stand. It means to stabilize. It means stationary, and so on. It means basically fixed in one place. So you make advancement when you see how the most subtle thing which you have, the faith, becomes immovable, firm, fixed, unshakable, and serves as a plateau for your spiritual life. Good. There are many, now I could go many roads. I have gone, you know, in lecturing, you establish something. So I try to establish the art of transformation by giving you the example from Hari Bhakti Vilas. And then I said, what is necessary to effect this transformation? What is necessary to effect it? Five principles. Do you still remember? Maybe we can all, by collective intelligence, bring them together. First, Udvapundra, and this shows in the Tilak, that is also known as Udvapundra, this sign. Second was Tapa, yes, some austerities, regulations, and so on. Four rules is one of them. Then, Nama refers to the holy names, and also you get your name. It is also important that you relate to you. Then, mantra, thank you, Gayatri mantra, and all. And finally, Yajna, which refers to a process of worship. Very good. So that in itself can do this. I suggest that those of you who are interested in transformation and who don't sit here only because of the extraordinary good prasadam, but who have also this transformation idea or advancement in their life, I suggest those, it's a small percentage of you, I'm aware, I'm just trying to motivate you a little here. You think about this, what it could mean in your own life, because ultimately you have to be the one who transforms your heart. So then I wanted to say how you can measure it. Let's stay with traditional definitions. Your character should change. Your lower nature should go down. You should see how your material desires go down and your spiritual desires go up. Once Prabhupada said, you can easily understand how much you are advancing by seeing how much attached you are for sex life. When you are little attached, you are making advancement. When you are very attached still, after all these years, you can see some more focus should be put on my spiritual life. Then the next parameter is taste. See how your taste changes. And finally, it's really about your faith, no? What you have faith in that should change. I always wanted to give one. Now I should give an example. This is when you give lecture. You should give. I'm also showing you what I've learned. There's an art of giving lectures. You talk philosophically, but now you must give an example so that your audience sees what it means in real life. Well, there is a very long example, but I'm always looking to the time. I tell it shortly. It is said that the most attached people are the kings and the queens. They are surrounded by material wealth, by servants, and so on. So there was once one queen called Surangi Maharani. She lived in the 16th century and was the queen of Kashmir. So one afternoon, when she was particularly bored, she sat on her sofa, ornate sofa, and asked her servant, "Can't you just tell me something to entertain me? I'm so bored, and evening is coming. So after so many long days." So the servant was actually a bridge basi. And the servant said, "Yeah, I can tell you a story about, this young cowherder who fell in love with the daughter of a king and a queen." "Oh," said Surangi Maharani, "that's interesting," because she was also a queen. And there was... And now she hears about how there was a boy who fell in love with the daughter of the queen. She asked, did it come to something? "Oh yes, to many things," said the servant, and started to explain about Radha and Krishna. She talked every evening about Krishna's pastimes. One time she talked about how he lifted actually this huge Govardhan mountain. My dear devotees, it was tall like these mountains. We sometimes forget. Now Giriraj has sunk into the ground, but Gaga Samhita said it blocked the sun so that Mathura was in the shadow of Giriraj. I should speak more in the microphone. Good. Yeah, you're becoming interested in this also, Ramananda, and want to know. Wonderful. Wow. I'm getting the ear of Ramananda here. He wants to hear in detail. So, I know you listen to the other things also. Just a little humor is required sometimes. And once the servant said, "One time Radharani came by with her bevy," means many, many, many gopi maidservants. They were carrying pots of ghee for yagya, which was taking place at Govindakund, where Bhaguri Muni, the priest of Krishna, was performing a yagya for his safety and long life. So they came along and they passed one particular part of Giriraj, when all of a sudden Krishna, in the most outrageous dress which was ever seen, jumped in the way of Radharani and said, "Stop, you have to pay tax here." So first Radharani ignored him. She just looked straight and continued to walk. But Krishna jumped again into her way. "Don't ignore me. I am the tax collector." So Radharani, very indignantly, says, "I have never heard of the need to pay tax here in Vrindavan. Who gives you the authority?" So Krishna said, "The God of love, Kama Devi, Kama Dev." And Radharani goes back, because he just said something outrageous. And Krishna points to the top of the Govardhan. There is a nice drawing of Govardhan, and there was a little tax collecting booth. I imagine it to have looked a little bit like this, but closed, not open arches. Here is the tax collector's booth. So of course this was a beginning of a loving pastime, where Krishna asked for amazing prizes to be paid. Remember, he said he acts on the authority of whom? Kamadev. So his Kamadev is all about kisses, embraces, all the things which made Radharani very angry, and she would cover her eyes and and at times look at Krishna with the, she said no, but her eyes seemed to say yes. And okay, so here's Surangi Maharani hearing all this and thinking, wow, this is the land of love. I'm so delighted to hear the pastimes. And as she listened and listened and listened, she actually developed, the queen developed the desire to go to Vrindavan. But her maidservant said, the king will never allow it. So one morning, it was fog, the eastern gate or side gate of the huge palace opened, and a procession, which were all veiled, left secretly the palace. There was a palanquin, there were lance-bearers to protect the precious person who was carried in the palanquin. And in this way, Surangi Maharani, secretly, against the king's order, made her escape to Vrindavan Dham. She traveled to Vrindavan. And when she reached, after 3 months, she was so overcome with devotional feelings that she followed the method of Akrura. When Akrura came to Vrindavan, he jumped from his chariot and he touched with his head the dust in which Krishna's footprints were still visible. So Surangi Maharani also hurriedly got out of the palanquin and paid her obeisances in the dust of Vrindavan and rolled in the dust. But she had one desire. She wanted to go to Govardhan, to Dhangati, where this pastimes, where Krishna dressed in the outfit of a tax collector, authorized by Kamadev, where this took place. And she asked the sadhus. So when she asked the sadhus, you must know she was smelling so nicely from the queen, smell nicely. She had so much cosmetics and so many jewels. The sadhus went, who are you? What are you? Would you want to go to Dhangati? This is not developed. But the queen said, I'm a very fallen soul. I'm very poor. And I'm looking for the Lord of my life. So then the sadhus were convinced. It was not the first time that a princess or queen had come to Vrindavan. So they pointed the way and the procession went to Vrindavan, to Dhangati, where this pastime took place. The moment the queen saw this, she came out of the palanquin again, and she started to dance and sing and dance and sing and dance for a long time. While she was dancing, all her ornaments flew off, shoop, shoop, the gold, jewels, and went into the dust. And when she was done dancing, she walked away silently with tears in her eyes. Her maidservant came and said, Queen, what is with your ornaments? She said, give this to the people here, the Brijbasis. I'm not a queen any longer. A total transformation had happened in her just by hearing about Krishna and going to Vrindavan and dancing for the pleasure of Giriraj. A transformation where she did not identify herself with the queen of Kashmir. But what she did is, she thought herself a servant of a devotee, the devotees, and she got a jaru. Jaru means, you know, it's like a small hand broom like this, and she started to sweep the path around Giriraj every day. I don't think she completed the whole path because it's rather long, but she swept parts of the path and then continued the next day with this short little hand broom. Now when her time came and she died, the sadhus discussed what to do with her, how to give her samadhi, and they decided to give her the full body samadhi. That is, they did not burn her, but they put her body into a samadhi, small little building, which is still there, and they placed the jaru on her chest. Because that is an instrument of seva. We all have services. I think when Madhava leaves his body, we have to put a madanga and a harmonium on his chest. Maybe not, but I'm just saying, our instrument of service, that is, those things which we use to serve Krishna, are also our connection with Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, for instance, said this japamala is a connection to Lord Chaitanya. He said, when you touch the various beads, you should think you're touching the lotus toes. Toes is the individual five toes. In Serbian language, you say the fingers, foot fingers. But the toes, you touch and you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very personal connection. Your japa mala is actually your connection with Krishna. Prabhupada said the Togiriraj Maharaj. It's what connects you to Krishna. It's the instrument of your seva. Therefore, japa should be taken seriously and not be done neglectfully. No, it's what connects you with Krishna. So this queen was, it was so outstanding that a queen who has so many servants would personally sweep the floor so that there would be no sharp pebbles and thorns there for the feet of the pilgrims. It was so outstanding that the sadhus decided to put the jaru into give her the jaru this idea we find even in Egyptian culture. When a pharaoh was put into the pyramid, that is his grave, many things were given to him, but because this was not such a God-conscious culture, in Egypt culture, I believe the pharaoh was God or God-like, therefore he didn't get the instruments of seva. I should not talk about it. I don't know much about this habit of giving things to the pharaoh for his last journey. But here, the idea was the same, but the most important item was given with the person, and the most important item for Suranga Maharani was no more dress, it was no more cosmetics, it was no more servants, it was no more the other things. Her value, her desire had transformed and changed into that of a Vaishnavi. And therefore, the broom went with her. Fine, my dear devotees, how can we approach this exalted level? How can we achieve transformation? I would like to give you a traditional example which the acharyas use that helps you to do practically something in your life. Do you know what is tuning? I will give you an example that is easy to remember. What you need to do in life is you need to tune your personality, your conditioned being into the service of Krishna. It's a process. For instance, when you do kirtan, you need to tune your body into it, and more important, your mind. Your mind may be distracted, your mind may be unwilling, your mind may be tired, but you bring it, and you bring it to the same frequency that is in the kirtan. It's the frequency is the holy name. Let me give you an example. of tuning the body. See, this is the sound D. I always have this ragini because I'm singing so bad that, but if I'm given the right tone, I know, okay, you'd stay with this. So if Anadi Radha with her violin wants to play D, she will need to tune her violin. Please start. Do it a few times. Do you hear it's not the same? You have to make it more off because the devotee's ears are not trained. No, off means not nicht de, sondern spiel irgendwas. Yeah. Can you hear there's a difference? Kamini goes, wah. She has to know this. She has to also sing in tune. It's not the same. You can hear? Trying. Then you are like me, a little tone deaf. It doesn't matter. You can become Krishna conscious. Now Anadi, without this, now Anadi Radha will tune until it's the same. We're getting there. Can you hear? Now it's correct. Yes? Everyone or so? Yes. Don't say yes because the group says yes now. Can you hear it? You can hear it. Good. My dear devotees, what did she do? She first needed to understand... this is D. Good. Then she needed to understand my instrument is not D. I need to do something with the instrument to make it D. And she had, in German it's Wirbel. Was sagt man in English? No, the thing up there? Knob? Pegs, yes, the pegs. She used the pegs, in German, die Wirbel, this is the black thing, show, which has the strings. And then, what did you do? You hast es angespannt, nicht? Hast es hochgedreht? Tiefer hast es gemacht, ja. She either you need to put the string on a lower frequency or by turning it this direction, you put it up. I see you're not... Are you with me or not really?
Yes.
Good. So, the same thing has to be done when you want to make advancement. You have to understand, okay, what's the D here? What's the ideal situation? Where should I come to? And then you need to tune your body and mind and heart, you need to bring it there. For instance, when you chant and your mind is not with the chanting, you need to see, okay, my mind is in thinking of going to bed maybe, or leaving the kirtan, or reading Asterix and Obelix, and so on, for a change, and so on. Now I'm in kirtan. I need to bring my mind now to the sound vibration of the holy name. Or, let us say, you're discussing with devotees and you find yourself talking like ordinary people, you know, about cars, about mobile telephones, about the faults of others, you know, the newest scandal, COVID yes, COVID no. This is ordinary subject matters. I'm I'm giving. Sometimes we need to reflect about these, but when you totally think about these things, or mundane subjects, you need to say, wait a minute, I'm with devotees now, we are worshipping Krishna, that's why I came on this path and have changed my hairstyle, and he has come and changed his name. Okay, so we are interested in the same thing. Let us talk about the things. So let me fine-tune my conversation, and let me see, I can ask, for instance, what have you experienced on your path of Krishna consciousness the last year? I'm tuning myself in. I'm coming to the same frequency, and so on. And if you learn this in your life by asking yourself, am I in tune or am I out of tune at the moment? No? This is how you start. In a conversation, am I in tune with Krishna consciousness, my desired goal in life? No. So what can I do to tune it? You have to be very careful. Not that you say, you know, you're just discussing about Donald Trump and his chance to get the next presidentship of America, which, by the way, is very high. I learned from confidential sources, talking some things. Then, my dear devotees, you see, okay, this we can talk briefly about it. But then, let me see, how can I bring the discussion in a natural way there? Not like you're with Donald Trump and then you say, okay, now we talk about Krishna. How is he dressed? The devotee, but for just now, that was Donald Trump. Now, how is Krishna dressed? Sorry, I can't. I'm a human being. Slowly, we need to change. No? But you need to see the art of fine-tuning your life. You need to learn to do this, your private life into this. You will see when you do it, you will fine-tune everything. Even you will start to dream of Krishna. I have heard from devotees, after they come to long kirtan events, let us say they have chanted 6 hours the holy name, their mind is so tuned in that when they go to bed, they think of Krishna and of devotees. And they come the next morning and say, oh, wow, I had my first spiritual dream. Ah! And so on. No, fine-tuning the mind is something you need to do. And I thought this example where the violinist fine-tuned her instrument to the right sounds so that she can sing and that she can be in kirtan and not disturb the kirtan by dissonant sounds. No? That is a good example. My dear devotees, we need to become serious about fine-tuning our jokes, fine-tuning our eating process, fine-tuning our relationships, fine-tuning our marriage, fine-tuning our education of our children, fine-tuning our whole life, because only then we will be fully happy, when our inside is the same as our outside. When our outside is different from our inside, there is a dissonance, and it is very disturbing for us and sometimes for others as well. Krishna. So my request to all of you is, you will go home, where is home? You will go to your rented living spaces, and where is home? Huh? Home is where we feel right, no? So you will go to your places and try to think about this word fine-tuning, no? Just one word you can remember. You can put it even in your mobile telephone so that you don't forget it. Fine-tuning. And then work with this thing. It will give you extraordinary results in a short time. Extraordinary results. Today, a devotee came to me and asked any advices and so on. And I said, tune your life, your entire life. Your means your thinking, your acting, your speaking, everything into the vibration of Krishna consciousness, and you will see, you will become very happy in a short time. Hare Krishna. But what do we have to find you? We have three strings, so to say. That's the body. Then that's the mind. Sorry, that sounds like a sick dog. You know, that's our words, how we speak, and so on, and bring that on the vibration of Krishna consciousness, and it's a practice. It's something you can do every day. So Hare Krishna. I also want to take the opportunity. Well, let me see. I want to see first, is there a question to all of this? Prasida Nitai, we have a microphone for you. Then it's good to see. Microphone is coming.
So, during the many exercises while chanting, noticing that trying to be receptive to Krishna, but notice there was a certain resistance to let Krishna take over the consciousness or to let the mantra in.
Yes, the resistance.
And I think probably due to wanting to keep control. So I want to reference two analogies you gave at different times. One you said, like an army landing at the shore.
Yeah. The holy name should be like that, yes, or landing on the shore of our consciousness, we should let him invade our space, so to say, like in this analogy, yes. Oh, yeah, this is a very, very, very good question, Prasida Nitai. There are parts in us that still resist Krishna. I think we have to agree. Who are, because they know he will take over and sit on the throne where now my ego sits. And the resistance stop when you begin to like Krishna. I would like to give the analogy. I had a friend, Lawrence was his name, very charismatic person. Lawrence, you must meet Lawrence. Lawrence Lafrenz is his name. Lawrence Lafrenz. He was a strong person, and he died. He was an adventurer. He died in one of his impossible adventures. He would not accept any limit in anything, and that was his undoing in the end. As far as I remember, I heard from my friends, he died when he was free climbing a very difficult mountain, and the night before he had not slept much. He was not in his normal form of alertness, and then he made a mistake and fell to his death. Yeah, Lawrence. When we became friends, it was difficult for both of us because both of us had a strong mind and a strong personality. But I understood at one point if I want to be the friend of Lawrence, I have to put myself a little bit, I have to be more, you know, take myself on the second place and not always demand that my way is the only way. And I did this, and then I began to like him. He was very, very nice friend. He would do everything for you. He would get, he's the friend whom you call up at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I'm not feeling well. Can you please go to the emergency pharmacy and get a medicine? And of course, he would be in the car. And he was such a friend, you know. There was not even, he would not even say, of course. So what do you need? Tell me exactly. And then, you know, he's such a friend. Lawrence. And then I began to like him very much in the interaction. So in sadhana bhakti, it's like this also. You put yourself on the second place for some time. You do something just very selfless, like an aratik, like cooking for the devotees, doing something where you really are, you say, this is only for Krishna. So after doing this, and listen please, learning more about Krishna, how he is dressed, what he likes, what he does not like, you know, learning more, you will start to like him, and then it's easy. I think you have learned this also. Many of you are grihasthas. You have maybe learned to have a good relationship. You need to serve the other person at times, and not look for your comfort, but look for the comfort of the other person. I think you know. Most of you are grihasthas, and then the relationship works, and something like this rare good, this rare quality of your human affection can come. So I know this from my interaction with Lawrence. Oh, it was very difficult. But we committed to do this. We both wanted to be friends. So he tolerated me, which is not easy, and I tolerated his human things. So in service, what this means is we do selfless service for Krishna. But don't stop there. Prasida Nitai, you must listen about Krishna. Prabhupada says it's compulsory to listen about Krishna. If you don't do this, you put yourself in the dangerous cycle of birth and death. You must hear about him so that you can get to know him and fall and begin to like him. And then you will give up this hesitancy or this resistance. See, all of us are already disappointed in relationships. I think all of us by now had relationships to friends or or you know, it's not restricted to only romantic relationships between man and woman. No, between friends, you know. And I'm speaking not about, you know, normal friends, you know. We have been disappointed. We have been disappointed in Krishna consciousness with relationships. No, some we thought should be very good, but they were not. We felt exploited or misunderstood. We all are a little hesitant to give our heart. That's normal. But Krishna is good. Krishna is the Lord. He is Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of the devotees. So don't deal with Krishna like you deal with any other relationship. But in order to not do so, you need to get to know him a little bit more. Chanting and learning. Therefore, I'm saying to everyone, please, my dear devotees, read every day the Bhagavatam. Or if you miss, sometimes there are times when we are so full with different things, then, you know, as soon as possible, Because then you can give up this hesitancy, amongst other things. My dear devotees, I will end here because I want to do two more things. I want to end with a kirtan. But before doing this, I want to thank you all very much. Really, I had a very, very wonderful impression of this retreat. For me, I can genuinely say it was the best retreat, bhakti retreat, which I have so far observed. And I believe it is because we are all more hungry or more thirsty for Krishna consciousness after 2 years or maybe 2.5 years of not having the opportunity to meet in amongst ourselves in these in this greater gatherings. It's very, 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 I'm very impressed by your sincerity also, how you are participating in the programs. Wonderful. And I'm personally very grateful. As always, I'm saying at the end of my preaching, of my thing, I'm sometimes speaking harsh words. I'm provocating you. I say to the group, this is only interesting for 5% of my audience. I do this as a means to invoke your interest. I'm not wanting to offend you at all. So please forgive me if I sometimes leave a bitter taste in your hearing channel. So to say, it is... yes, like this. I would be very happy if you can talk about your experiences to other devotees. See, we still have good place here. And here, this whole area is there. And then we could put letters on the window that people can listen from outside. This door can be opened. We have double as many can fit easily. Double is maybe a little bit much, but near to double. So please tell the devotee, if you found it useful for you, please tell other devotees. And yes, and I wish you certainly all the best. If I'm there to summarize what I want to give to you, there was this reverse thinking. Do you remember the Sanskrit? Pratibhaksha bhavana. That is when you see that some negativity invades your thought processes, when you see that you are harassed by material thoughts, you can easily reframe yourself. You can, for instance, enter the mode of gratitude. From there, so many good things can come forth. That was one message I wanted to give you. One thing. Oops, now my mind is in Zurich Airport. I'm sorry, it is no longer with you. I can only now remember the last point I made, fine-tuning your various parts of your personalities, your various violin strings, so to say, body, mind, and speech. No? Wish us well, Gokrishna, because I hear it's very full, and but we will find. By now we are experienced. Good. So let us make one concluding little kirtan, 7 minutes, and then I request you, if you want to be kind to me, please allow me to leave. I cannot talk to anyone any longer, even if it's an urgent question. I won't reach in time. You have to find a way. Best is to write a conventional letter if it is necessary and mail it to the Schloss, Schloss Kränzlin, and so on, my postal address. But please bless me only when I pass by you, that I can go. Hare Krishna. Please, everyone, chant with me. Namo. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A little louder, please. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama, hai bo, hai bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hi bo, hi bo. Tapu para, tapu para, Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Siddhadhe. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Siddhadhe. Gaura Prema Nandi, Hare 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 Om. Hare Krishna.